Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How's everything going?
Going great. Now, we're going to talk about all the Christmas activity that is taking place this coming weekend. But before we do that, I know you're excited to see these LED signs going up that you and I have been talking about off and on for, what?
two and a half years.
2.5 years.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, this is a really good thing. It's finally we can put something that's a pretty major project to totally to bed. And they're not all going up right now, but the two of them are up. They're in the finishing stages of getting them up, one at the park, at the city park down on Park Street, and the other one over at the Magnuson, you know, on the other side of Culver going in towards the Walmart.
Right.
And it's a great spot to put it. It's a great spot for advertising. It's a great spot because the LED part is going to be for community service, and everybody who's going through there can keep up on what's happening in our community. And so it's a good thing. It really is.
We're going to spend some time talking about those on another visit.
Sure.
But let's right now talk about the Christmas activities. But even before that, also you wanted to mention that Chamber has its elections this week.
Well, I just want to remind everybody that's a Chamber member that to be sure and get your ballots in for the five people that are running for the Chamber board, and please just, you know, everybody has, we had a mail out for everybody, and the names are on there, and with a couple of write-in spots if you want to write in somebody, and we're just trying to get that finalized this week, and it's our board is great, and we roll off every 3 years, our board members roll off every 3 years, and so it's going to be a fun time for the next 3 years. We've got a lot of plans, a lot of good things, and we really want a good board. And I'm just urging all the Chamber members to please get your ballots in
by the end of the week.
By the end of the week, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Let's talk about all the activity going on. You have the Bodart, what you call the Bodart Christmas,
right?
And then a big part of that is the parade at 6 p.m. Saturday.
That's
night.
Exactly right. But we start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the square. We have Santa on the square, and we have vendors. We've got like 14, 16 vendors right now. We have Gringos Locos are going to come down and serve food. And of course, some of those vendors are going to be selling stuff as well. We have a chuck wagon from Cross Trails Cowboy Church. It's going to be there, and they're going to do s'mores and hot chocolate and stuff. And Ridgecrest Baptist Church is setting up on the grass over by Cow Hill Express, and they're going to have a mini carnival. And then on the grass that the city owns over by the mural by Muggs, we're going to show some kids' movies up against the mule. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And then the Christmas parade at 6, featuring a lot of lights and
it's a parade of lights. And as a matter of fact, the theme this year is what Christmas means to me. And so all the floats that are going to be there are going to have their interpretation of what Christmas means to them. And we've got, and I don't know how big the parade's going to be this year. There's a lot of people. We've got a lot of other things going on. We got playoffs going on. And
just, boy, do we ever.
Oh, yeah, we do. Football.
This is
fall in Texas football, you know. But, and that's all, it's all good because we want to support that as well. The university as well, the high school, go Tigers. Go Lions, you know how that goes. But one of the good things that same day, the Northeast Texas Children's Museum has brunch with Santa on Saturday, December the 2nd, as well at 9:30 to 11:30. And the First United Methodist Church has got the Mary Marketplace for their it's a lunch for missions. It's their mission project for the year. It starts at 10 to 2, so there's a little bit of lap over on that one. But then also from 5 to 6 at the library, the public library is having an open house. So it's a thing that affects our whole community.
And you've put all of those together in a poster.
Right.
So all of those events taking place on the same day. And so you're publicizing them all together as one big.
That's the first time we've ever done that. And I think it really, instead of everybody saying, well, we got time to go do this, you can do all this. this on one day. I mean, it's a pretty full day, but it's a great way to spend the day in Commerce, Texas. That's for sure.
So brunch with Santa, and that takes place at the Children's Museum.
Children's Museum from 9:30 to 11:30.
Merry Marketplace is at First United Methodist Church
from
lunchtime.
From 10 to 3.
And then a library open house.
Right, from 5 to 6. And the Christmas downtown, the Bodart Christmas, is from 2 to whenever.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.